At $160,000, the Lakeside Township in Douglas County had the most damage of any of the rural communities outside of Superior. Township Chairman Tom Johnson got the good news late yesterday evening.
I cannot tell you. The news from the president is, it's probably about the best news we've heard. I mean, it's going to help us out, help everybody out.
The declaration covers uninsured public infrastructure damage in Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler says the once-in-a-century flood overwhelmed the budgets of small towns.
This is super. The townships were going to be really hurting big. Talking to some of these folks, it was going to have a negative effect on a lot of things that the communities wanted to do. It was going to affect their fire departments. You know, money's got to come from somewhere. And this is going to help.
Now Kessler says FEMA will move in and let the paperwork begin.
The townships are going to be able to meet with the FEMA people now and go out and do more detailed estimates of work that still needs to be done. They will be able to present receipts for work that's been done. You know, we'll get down to the nitty-gritty now and actually figure things out to the penny.
With the disaster declaration, the federal government will pay for 75% of the cost of repairs, the state 12.5%, leaving 12.5% for local governments. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.